The whitewater on the Colorado River is about as spectacular as the Grand Canyon scenery that it runs through. For hundreds of professional river guides, the year is divided into two parts, when it's rafting season and when it's not. As part of NPR's local news initiative, Jillian Ferris-Cole of Arizona Public Radio reports.
The Colorado River has one of the longest runs of whitewater in the world. Hundreds of miles of river with enormous rapids that can shift in intensity from day to day and even hour to hour. For most of the thousands of people who raft through these rapids, it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Take your stuff and put it into that bag.
Guide Michael Whalen is on the riverbank getting his passengers ready. He's stowing their gear in waterproof bags and preparing them for the unfamiliar and sometimes dangerous territory they'll be navigating.
If you're scared, they're going to be scared. And so you have to project this image like, okay, this is fun. You're going to be a totally changed person by the time you finish this trip.
Like other guides, Whalen is trained in boat operations, wilderness first aid, and whitewater rescue. He can fix anything that breaks and cook three meals a day, often in sweltering heat or violent monsoon storms.
It is one of the coolest jobs I've ever been able to do. You're away from all the outside influence. You don't have any of the cell phones. You're not plugged in anywhere. It's just exciting as heck to be able to do this.
It's just so beautiful. The way the light plays on the canyon and something about the running water, the way it sounds and changes. I think that's what draws me back.
Guide Emily Perry followed her father into the business.
You know, I remember lying in bed and listening to him in the living room with his friends telling river stories. And he always told my sister and I to take us for the first time when we were 7 years old. And I remember when I was seven, he asked if I was ready. And I said, no, Dad, I'm not ready for Crystal Rapid. And he's going, how the heck does she know about Crystal? And it was just from lying in bed and listening to all these stories going on in the living room.
Now Emily and her husband Scott both work full-time on the river, guiding tourists during the summer and federal researchers the rest of the year. The newlyweds are making dinner in their cozy kitchen in Flagstaff, Arizona, the first meal they've had together in 6 weeks. They love their work, but they aren't sure how long they can keep it up.
He was just adding up his days on the water.
It's like 160 will be this year, I guess.
Scott is definitely, he calls himself a career boatman and a lifer. But I want kids someday.
I see that far down the road. I don't know if it
And I don't
change.
Need him to quit, but I always think someday when we have a family, if he cut back.
About a mile downstream from where passengers launch on their trips is the Paria Riffle, a muddy tributary of the Colorado. Scott Perry's uncle, Brian Durker, is also a river guide. He pulls his boat to shore and lights a hand-rolled cigarette, careful not to burn his handlebar mustache.
Everybody pretty much has gotten into this business because of their love for the canyon and the river, and this is home.
Brian Durker has been working on the Colorado for almost 40 years, but the kind of job security he and the Perrys have is rare. River work is usually seasonal, from May through September. Some guides work as teachers or ski instructors the rest of the year. Others live on savings or unemployment.
I worry a little bit about some guys that are really being held hostage by the job in a way. Since it is a seasonal business, making a living elsewhere is a priority for people, but sometimes it's not. And the off-season boatman, sometimes he just waits for that next season to roll around.
And those months of waiting can be filled with melancholy for some. Once a year, Grand Canyon River Guides hold a get-together in Flagstaff, where many of the river companies are based. They raise money for scholarships, health services for boatmen, and counseling for depression and substance abuse. One of the organizers, Bob Gruzzi, says coming home to bills and traffic is tough after months of living on adrenaline and sunshine.
I would go back to our family farm in Illinois and help with the harvest. And during lunch one day, I was just staring out the back door, and my mother looked at me and said, "Where do you go when you get that stare on your face?" And I tried to explain to her, "Mom, I just spent the summer taking people hiking, showing off the Grand Canyon, saving people's lives, and now I'm just sitting here."
The end of the Colorado River season is just a few weeks away. Guides are getting ready for the long hiatus from fall until spring. But they have a saying, The next trip is just downstream. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
One night while I was guiding.
That's former river guide Bob Parker performing. Our story was produced by Arizona Public Radio with NPR's Local News Initiative. There's video of some of Colorado's biggest rapids on our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Why do you row for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere, and you're losing your share. Oh, you must have gone crazy out there. And I said you've never seen...